Greetings, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you to our Friday DriveCast edition, where we venture off the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. You know, a few days ago, I finished reading through the Epistle of James, which is loaded with practical wisdom related to Christian behavior. And I highly recommend that you're taking some time to read through the five chapters of James's letter. You'll definitely be challenged because James gets in our business. And especially he does this in chapter 3, where he talks about our tongue and the words that we use, how powerful they are. James chapter 3 verse 2 says, "If anyone doesn't stumble in what they say, they are complete, able also to control the whole body." And in a way, James is saying that self-control starts with taming our tongues. And you know, as I read James's teaching about our tongues and the words that we speak, Troy Palermo, our executive pastor at Life Point Church, he's the one staff member who emphasizes how powerful our words are and that we need to be aware of the impact of our words. For instance, you know, after hearing me speak negatively about myself or someone else, Troy will call me out on it. He'll call it to my attention that the power that my words carry, whether I choose to speak blessing or whether I choose to speak cursing. And he's referenced the scripture in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 that says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." And maybe that's what James is picking up on when he says in chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, "With the same tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing, and this not ought to be." And as I leave you today, here are the guidelines that Pastor Troy tells me to live by. He tells me that before my mouth gets me into trouble, or before that I begin to badmouth someone, Troy tells me first ask myself this: do I have all the facts? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is going to be no. And then Troy says, ask yourself, can my words make a positive difference? And then he says, ask yourself, am I speaking when I need to be silent? And finally, Troy says, ask yourself, what will these comments do for your Christian witness? And you know, thinking about just one of these four questions before we speak of someone can keep us out of trouble. And let's not forget that we have the Holy Spirit living in us too, as James says, who helps us to bridle our tongues. And you know, I can kid myself into thinking I can be the best Christian that I need to be, but if I engage in talking about others behind their backs, or if I say hurtful things to someone that I love, then I'm allowing one of the smallest members of my body to do the most harm to others. And to that, not only does James, but Pastor Troy would say, am I speaking when I need to be silent? And so as usual, I want to offer you a chance to pray as you're listening. Maybe you've said something recently to someone that you need to go and apologize for. Or maybe this is just an area of your life, in your work environment or your school environment, where it's easy to get caught up in gossip. The kind of things that you'd say behind someone's back that you would never say to their face. These are the remarks that James is reminding us that we need to clean up. So if you'd like to pray with me, I invite you to pray something like this. Jesus, thank you for the reminder of how powerful the words that I speak are. Help me to remember that, like Proverbs says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Help me to think before I blurt out negative or hurtful things to others, especially those whom I love. I ask you, Jesus, to grant me self-control, from the Holy Spirit as it relates to my speech. Amen. And so I want to thank those of you who tuned in today to listen. I wish you a safe and a happy weekend. And I encourage you to worship with us in person at one of our four LifePoint locations this coming Sunday. And please tune in Monday for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus saying so long.